800-765-TALK.
Metro News Hotline rolls on a Monday edition, 800-765-8255, 800-765-TALK. You can follow us on Facebook as well at Facebook.com, Metro News Hotline. And we're on Twitter, too, Weekly, W-E-E-K-L-E-Y, Weekly, W-E-E-K-L-E-Y. Dale Cooper is my producer. He'll be the first person you talk to when you call in. He is also on Twitter, at Producer Coop. Now, we are really excited about our next guest. We've been dying to talk a little bit about cars on this program. And Kim Baker from Vintage Cars joins us. He's a nine-time national champ in sports car racing, voted one of the 10 most influential men in Corvette history by Road and Track magazine. Kim, where are you? Are you in California or are you in Massachusetts?
I'm in Massachusetts, in the Berkshire section of Massachusetts.
There you go. My first question to you is, you've accomplished so much in terms of owning teams and racing and being involved in the Corvette. What is it about the Corvette that gets your motor running, so to speak?
Well, it's American history. You know, it's the first American sports car and really the premier American sports car, and there's such a following, clubs all over the world, things like that. And it used to be like an American, almost an American hot rod, but now it's a very sophisticated sports car.
So what do you think your favorite model of the Corvette is and why?
Well, you know, I like technology and modern things. And I also like appearance. So, you know, just for looks, I'd probably like a 1957 Corvette, but my favorite one, if I had to drive it, would be the next generation Corvette.
There you go. Hey, before we go on, I want to talk about the C7, and we're starting to get some pictures. I guess the official launch is going to be in Geneva, but we're starting to get some pictures of the convertible now. Tell us about the time that you drove a Corvette over 200 miles an hour.
Oh, a few different times, but there was a time that's fairly well known where we set land speed records over 24 hours and 5,000 miles, I believe it was. But anyways, it was a team of drivers, five different drivers, and it was a while ago. It was in the 90s with a ZR1 Corvette. We set that world record, which held for over a decade.
Now, you were a consultant on the ZR1, right?
Yeah, I helped with the development before the car came out. Did testing, development, things like that, yes.
Wow. So what's your take on the 2014 C7?
Well, it's definitely the most sophisticated Corvette. You know, the styling hopefully will grow on you, but right now the styling's a touch Japanese to me, but mechanically, now that all the Corvettes will have an alloy frame, that's great. The floor pans are going to be better than a balsa wood floor pan on the previous model. Direct injection, you've got to have it nowadays, so that's going to be a tremendous performance enhancer and mileage enhancer. Getting the V8 to V4 cylinder reduction to save fuel is a good thing that doesn't really hurt performance, so that's great. It has variable valve timing, and that's, you know, what you have to have on a modern-day engine so it can function through a wider power band in it with a good efficiency. Slightly better brakes. I'm disappointed on the weight of the car. I thought with all those modifications we'd get the weight down, but it looks like we're going to net come out somewhere almost the same.
How much will it weigh?
It's supposed to be like 2 pounds lighter than the previous model, so in the 3,200-pound range, I guess.
All right. You know, I got to tell you, the more we found out about you after we got you booked on the show, Kim, I'm sure you hear this a lot, Kim, you are literally living the dream. I mean, testing cars, designing cars, driving cars, you've owned race teams, you've won races, and now you've got a website, VintageRaceCarSales.com. I mean, this is awesome. Tell me a little bit about the business of selling vintage race cars.
Well, that works out really good for me because right now I'm retired from the professional end of racing, and now we're in the vintage race cars, and you really get to appreciate the old cars the beauty, the rarity, the originality of these old cars like Lolas and McLarens and Lotuses, things like that. And whether it's we do Can-Am cars and GTP cars, and down to the smaller cars like Lotus 23s, and all the way down to, you know, a classic Formula Ford.
So. I just want to follow up on this a little bit with a couple of questions about VintageCarSales.com. I mean, what's the biggest financial transaction you've been a part of?
Well, I buy cars, I sell cars, I broker cars. And the good thing about these vintage cars, on the average, if you take all the vintage race cars and average them out over the last 25 years, there's been basically a 17% return per year. But anyways, on the highest price card, I think it was probably somewhere in the $2 million range.
And what was the car?
A Porsche Spyder.
Wow, wow. What year?
61.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. All right, so was that your favorite transaction, or what was your favorite deal that you made?
You know, I enjoy having all these cars for a short time, and it's more that than the transaction, because actually I'll sell a $2 million car for somebody and charge them $1,000, but just because we like to do it so much.
Kim, all right, and we're talking with Kim Baker. We're talking vintage cars. He, one of the most 10 influential people in the world in the development of the Corvette, according to the Road and Track magazine. He also has a website, VintageRaceCarSales.com. All right, Kim, say I'm at your house,
correct,
and we need to run down to the market to get some steaks. What choices of cars do we have to take?
Well, most of my cars, I have ALMS cars here and Daytona prototypes and cars like that. We're not going to take those.
No, we're not.
Yeah. If we looked at all the cars, we'd probably take the most. We'd probably either take my dually pickup, or we'd probably take, I've got this car here called it's cold out here and it's snowy. We'd probably just take our four-wheel drive Honda.
That is great. Hey, listen, we've really appreciated you coming on the show. We may lean on you for more Corvette questions a little bit later on. We wish you the best with a vintage car, racecarsales.com. Very interesting site. I mean, if you're a guy like me who just likes to cruise the internet and look at cars, look at pictures of vintage cars, you've really got a great site going there.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we just don't just sell cars and buy cars. If somebody needs advice, they're welcome to call.
Awesome.
Anytime.
All right, Kim, thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. That's awesome. He really is living the life. I mean, come on. VintageRaceCarSales.com. Good grief. Let's go to Scott inside quickly. Scott, thanks for hanging on, and thanks for listening. You've got your take on the best pizza in West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Domino's on McCorkle Avenue in St. Albans. They've really stepped up their game with these artisan pizzas. I get one every week to watch The Walking Dead. Swear by them enough.
Nice, nice. Okay, which artisan pizza do you like the best?
The chicken bacon carbonara.
There you go. I think that's one of their most popular, and if I remember correctly, there's no substitutions on the artisan pizza, right?
None at all.
Hey, Scott, thanks for listening inside, man. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, Scott, weighing in. I didn't see that coming. All right, we'll take a break here. This is Metro News Hotline. In or Out is next. This is Metro News, the voice of West Virginia.
What's the premier news and sports information website in West Virginia?
WVMetroNews.com.
Which website is one of the most viewed of any website in the state?
WVMetroNews.com.
Why? Because WVMetroNews.com provides the most current and complete information about the things that affect your life. News, sports, mountaineer sports, outdoors, and more.
WVMetroNews.com.
Are you in? If not, check it out today and find out what you've been missing. And if you own a business, consider advertising where more than 260,000 people visit every month.
WVMetroNews.com.
Attention all high school juniors. The 2013 West Virginia Scholar Competition is underway. Metro News, MVB Bank, and West Virginia Wesleyan are giving away a four-year scholarship to Wesleyan valued at $125,000. For details, go to wvmetronews.com and click the Apply Now button. Application deadline is April 7th. The West Virginia Scholar Program is brought to you by MVB Bank, your most valuable bank. Check us out online at mvbbanking.com. Member FDIC.
You have no one sitting next to you on your ride home. Good. You can pick your nose and listen to Hotline with Dave Weekly in that order.